Go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 7, please. 1 Corinthians chapter number 7. When I was in the public schools in the 1960s, my God was sports. I tell this often, but the football players would be on one end of the hallway and the goody people were up there on that end. Not one time did one of them goody people ever come down here and invite me to church.
Come on.
Not one time. Not one time. Nobody ever. I personally, in my own personal life, I don't recall anybody ever giving me a tract. At 70. I don't recall anybody. I'd have to really think about it, but I don't recall anybody ever wanting to witness to me. You know? But I don't want to get sidetracked right there. Look in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Look at verse number 20. He says, "Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Art thou called, being a servant? Care not for it, but if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise also, he that is called, being free, is Christ's servant." Wouldn't that be something to God call you his servant? It's not your abilities. Abilities have a lot to do with things, but it's not your abilities. I can't sing like these good folks here. I'd like to sing that bass, that guy there. Good night. I don't know where you found that, but you keep that up, okay? But, wow. But I can be a servant.
Yes.
You know? My daddy was in a quartet. My daddy was back there with the Happy Givens and people like that. My dad was, I understand back in those days, dad was real good as a bass singer. My whole family can sing. I don't sing, but my whole family does. But I can be a servant. I'm be a servant. Everybody in this room, you are determined, no matter what you're doing, you are to be the servant. Look at verse number 23. "You are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men, brethren. Let every man wherein he is called, therein abide with God." You know what I'd like us to do right now, to feel like doing? Almost to bow our heads. Won't you pray this? Now, I'm not trying to tell you what to pray. Won't you pray this? "Dear God, help me to be a servant. Help me to be a servant. Lord Jesus, we love you this morning. God, thank you for this family singing, and thank you for the girls singing and others singing. But Lord, help us all to hear today. Honestly, I feel like this getting around the altar and praying, say, "Dear God, we need to be servants." But God, help us. Help us in our lives to get our mind off ourselves and put it into somebody else. We're so self-centered today. We're so caught up with self and what self is doing. And Lord, you teach us to die to self. Mortify the deeds of the body. Wow. According to that chapter, flesh is mentioned so many times. I think 14 times. Which you wrote it. You already know it. I don't need to remind you, but it's in there a lot. So Lord, help us to be a servant. Help us determine today, I want to serve. I'm going to look for opportunities to serve. And Lord, we love you and thank you for today. Thank you, Brother Frank, and this church here. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We have a lady on staff there, and I think the girls, they call her grandma, Miss Deborah. And I think we'd all agree that work her together, and nobody's better than anybody else. But I personally think that lady's a servant. Very seldom that I can ever call her that she's not willing to do what I ask. If she's got to shift shifts or somebody's sick, Miss Laura's able to call her at night. Miss Laura stays there, and she's able to call at night, and Miss Deborah will get out of her bed and come over there and do whatever she can. Now, you don't make that. She chose that.
Yes.
You don't make a person. You pay people a lot of money. Our folks sacrifice down there. I don't take a salary at Farmer. That's just part of it. I'd rather have girls than I had me have some. And so, you don't make a servant. Now, you can make yourself rich. You can make yourself poor. You can make yourself a lot of things. But I believe God wants us all to be servants. Why is it sometimes we can be at a church and it's always one or two or three, and sometimes it's a team. We try to teach the girls. We go up to White Plains and they have a big camp meeting and they have a big old church and big people there. And the girls voluntarily go around and try to take people's plates of trash. It's not to impress people. That's not why you do it. You ought to be a servant. You're always looking for somebody. I do this sometimes. This four old redneck boys coming there the other night. We was eating at, where were we, Wendy's? And then four old redneck boys are standing right behind us. And one of them said, he's going to the Marines. I said, man, you look like you got a Marine cut. He said, I'm going in, mister. I said, I'll probably be like that. But, and I don't do this to brag on me, okay? I said, boys, I want to buy you supper. They looked at me like, what? And they even told me no. I said, you ain't got no choice. I'm older than y'all. But you know, it's pretty easy to witness to them.
Yes.
Talk about the Lord then. See, we're so, and I don't say that y'all are, but we're so caught up with ourselves. We're just so caught up in ourselves and what we are. I think you ought to take a bath, you ought to look clean, you ought to look nice, and you ought to do everything you can like that. But, die to yourself. Die to yourself. Crucify yourself. Mortify, like I said, mortify the deeds of your body. And I get embarrassed sometimes when people say something. The guy preached the other night, and he did a great job about building people up, and he come over and stood in front of me, and I felt bad. He said all this stuff and all this stuff. I felt bad about it, but I thanked him for it. I mean, I appreciate that like that. But he was bragging on everybody else instead of himself.
Yes.
He wasn't up there one bit of boasting about himself. He was always. So, let me give you just a few things. I'm a simple preacher, so let me just say this. First of all, a servant serves. Now, you can sit back and wish you were a servant. Make it happen. Make things happen. Get somebody some water. Get somebody some napkins. Get somebody some plates. You shouldn't be forced at home to have to make up your bed. Matter of fact, it wouldn't hurt you to help your friend who's beside you. Matter of fact, it wouldn't be hard to pick up their clothes. See, a servant's always looking. He's always watching. How can I be a blessing to somebody else? Some people, this brother's preached about laziness, and I hit on that a lot. But some people just, and this is America, give me.
Yes.
Give me. They don't want to work. They don't want to serve. They don't want to do nothing else. I believe in the draft. Yes. I think everybody ought to be drafted. I don't believe women should be drafted either. Men. But I believe in the draft. And you go to the military, I tell you what, friend, you'll die to yourself or you die one. And you learn. And I know he was taught. And a lot of times when soldiers get killed in battle, is you don't leave the wounded. You go over there and help you. You may be killed yourself, but you go get him. We don't leave nobody left behind. And many a person has died in military
for somebody else.
Yes.
Serving. That's not something that I believe that God can help you and God can help me, that we could really be servants. It starts with your life. It starts in your family. It starts with extended families. It does that. One of the questions that I asked on our questionnaire, and I'm not talking about these girls, but one of the questions I ask, and Miss Lori knows it, is your daughter lazy? I won't say. But I got about 25 things we check. And I asked them, are they lazy? I can't imagine somebody going out of a bedroom and the bed not be made for the day. That's laziness. That's not a servant. It's laziness. A servant serves. And a real servant will ask others how to serve, but they'll serve without being asked to serve. They're looking. I go to the bathrooms of many a church, and men, they say women's worse. I've never been in a woman's bathroom. Somebody say amen right there. Now, I did walk in one time in Cracker Barrel. And usually, yeah, it's an accident, buddy. I guarantee it's an accident. And they usually have men over here are there. Now, I wasn't watching. I was in a hurry. But I ran in there, and somebody beside me had a voice of a woman, and I realized I was in a woman's bathroom. Not like a dart. I come out of there, amen. But you know what people do? People will actually go to the bathroom in a church and leave water and towels on the cabinet. They never wipe after themselves. The counters and the floor. Yeah, I'll do that. See, I clean up everybody else's mess. Nobody sees that. It's not on camera. And nobody in the audience knows I do it. But I go to many churches and I clean off the counter. Do you? You don't even look at it. And if my trash misses the trash can, I'll pick it up. And there's a lot of stinking sorry people out there that can't even hit a trash can.
Yeah.
That's just simple. I can imagine what your room looks like. Servant. That's just simple. That's just elementary life. So a servant serves. Let me say something else about a servant. A servant is submitted. You're not hung on yourself. And a lot of times a servant is misused. If you want to get somebody to do something in church, get the person who's doing something. Because the other people, they may start it, but they'll quit it. So I'm just asking you this question. Am I a servant? Do I really look how I can help somebody else? You know what a servant will do? Being a servant, it'll separate you from other people.
Yeah.
You don't want that, but it will. And I watch people. I watch them step over stuff. It's laying right there. Pick it up. Now, we got choices. The farmer, Miss Lord, does a wonderful job. We got staff, and these girls help us. But I don't want that. I pray to God that God would help all of us be a servant. And if that servant, you're going to be separated. And what separates you is that you're a servant. And you want to help people. It's just like those good people right sit in there right now. They're serving. Now, they'd like to be sitting out here, but guess who they're serving?
Yes.
Us. And we're so fortunate. People do so many things for us. And these girls. And I don't want to be spoiled. After a while, you'd expect it. And that's what America's gotten spoiled.
Yes.
and how terrible it is. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like a trashy car inside or outside. But I've gotten some before. Good night. Surely you can pick up your junk. And to throw cups in the floor, that's beyond me. But somebody ought to be a servant. That just doesn't happen. And so that servant, what he's going to do or she's going to do, you're going to separate yourself. Promise you, I'll guarantee you back there, Brother Frank, I don't know it, but you watch today and there's going to be somebody be a servant. And they're looking after us instead of looking after themselves. It's in every group. Sometimes in families it's one. It may be mom, may be dad. Sometimes it's the children. It's a servant. And it separates that away. I tell you something else about a servant. A servant's sincere. You know, Christianity, if you're not careful, you'll be hot and cold.
Yes.
You're hot and you're cold. You're hot and you're cold. A servant is a person who's sincere. And you'll watch them. And you'll see them. And they'll go out of the way. And honestly, and I say this again, that people, when we go to churches, I can pick out a servant. Some people, all they do is get your food and go plop down and eat. But there's others. They'll come over and ask you if you want something. Can I get you your water? That's a servant. But when you plop down there and you're satisfied with yourself and you don't look to try to help somebody else, you're self-centered. But a servant is a person who's very sincere at what they're trying to do. You know something about a servant? A servant's steady. Christianity, sometimes people are hot and cold. Cold and hot. I mean, they're up and down, up and down. If you could ever get your Christian life on the same level. If you could be steady day in and day out. Sometimes I like to be around you, but sometimes I don't like to be around you because, man, you're two different people.
Come on. That's right.
Now, you may act it, but eventually it's going to catch up with you. A servant God makes. A servant don't have to be bragged about or talked about, but a servant is just a person who just does it because he loves the Lord.
Amen.
And I think about that all night. I don't know if y'all think about it, but I think about that. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. He didn't say, well done, thy good and faithful preacher, singer. He said, servant. And what was Jesus doing his whole life? Serving. Serving. Touch people. Help people. Feed people. Take care of people. He was all the time serving. Would that be something if we did that? Would that be something if a whole church did that? Would that be something if America's people did that? Wouldn't that be something out here? But we're not like that anymore. We've lost this servanthood. When a pastor loses his servanthood, he's done. Because all he's doing then is going through the motions.
Yes.
It's just emotions and the thrills he gets from the thing. No. Service is different. Service looks for an opportunity. I know a church, it's the widows. The church cuts their grass. Go cuts their grass. They're always looking after somebody, always trying to help somebody, trying to find an area that they can help. Girls, I beg you, when you go home, if you'd be a servant, it'd change everything. It changed everything. Wow, what have you done to my daughter? I ain't done nothing. God did it. But sometimes we're just not. But a servant is a person who is sincere, a person who is serving, a person who is separated. But let me say this,
A servant is somebody always seeing. He's looking the way he can help you. He's looking. And he's trying to see. There'll be opportunities in there today. Just a simple thing is somebody standing there and giving you plates. To God, that's a big deal. Just for people today, he's going to stand in there and they're going to serve us. And some people don't even say thank you. How you doing? Are you a servant? Is God working in your life? Do you become a servant? And then one day when we get there to be with him, he says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Or you want everybody else to serve you. It's something that God puts in a person's heart. Something that God does that. And how God wants you and I. We got a lady that plays the piano for us a lot of places. Miss Kuntz is her name. She's been doing it in my ministry for many, 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 many years. How old is she now, Lori? About 85? I wish she was younger so she could work for us. I do. I wish Miss Isla Ford was younger. Miss Isla Ford is a lady. She's probably about that age, same too. Just servants. Just people who are serving, not themselves. And sometimes I wonder if that's not something to do with them living a long time. Because they got their mind off themselves. And they put their mind into somebody else. I love the bus ministry. You may not, but I do. Because you're helping people sometimes can't even help themselves. And really a bus ministry is nothing but a servant's ministry to go out there and help people. They may need groceries. Well, get them. Well, they take advantage of people. Still give them groceries. You're doing it for the Lord. You're trying to help things like that in our lives and try to take it out to people. Now just simply, this is just very short. Are you a servant? Why don't you start? Why don't you get your mind off yourself? Brother, would you come to the piano? I want every head bowed, please. I want you to ask yourself a question. Am I a servant?